The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Have seen a train? That is the question. And our heroes are in no pleasant frame of mind as they search the dark track in front of the section car from which six men have been spirited away on six midnights. Cy and Elmer, the pride of Punkinville's private detective squad and recent graduates of a mail-order detective school, are on the case. In the last episode, the old boys were hidden on the high bank over the track and tried to take flashlight pictures as the death train roared through the cut beneath them. Now the plot thickens. They heard a train. The Irish section boss was hit by the train and carried away. And yet there is definite proof that there was no train. So, what to do about it?
So you see, Cy, no matter what we thought we heard, there never was no train went through here tonight.
Well, it seems that way with Pat's hat on the rail. But couldn't that hat have fell there after the train went past, Henry?
Certainly not. If there was any train, which there wasn't, what if there was, the front end of it must have hit Pat, wouldn't it? And his head couldn't get on top of that rail behind the train.
Yeah, but Elmer, if there wasn't no train, what happened to Pat?
That's what we're here to find out.
That noise we heard sounded like a train, didn't it?
Certainly it sounded like a train. It was a train.
Oh, you just said that there wasn't no train.
Never said no such thing.
What'd you say?
I said no train ever come past on that track here.
Well, the train we heard wasn't on no other track.
Well, it wasn't no train, that's a cinch. Pat's head couldn't have been on the track if the train had went past and hit him.
Elmer, I bet Pat's thinking awful mean things about us right now.
Yes, he is, if he's thinking at all.
Thinking at all?
You heard me.
Elmer, you don't suppose something has happened to him, do you?
Oh, no, of course not. There's only been six fellers carried off here at midnight by a train that everybody hears when there ain't no train, but nothing happened to him. Oh, no.
Now, you know what I mean, Elmer. Pat screamed like he was hurt, awful bad.
Yes, he did. And don't forget, we thought he'd seen his body up in the air, too, off the ground.
This is terrible, Elmer. What are we going to do next?
Oh, guess ain't nothing we can do today, lad, I guess. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, I got it.
Huh?
We're awful stupid. We never thought of it no sooner. That motion picture camera of yours.
You mean we got some pictures in that there camera that'll help us on this case?
Certainly we got pictures in there. If the darn thing's any good, I shot all four of them flashlight things while that trainer... something happened to Pat.
That's right, Elmer. And we ought to see what's on that film just as quick as we can.
Yes, sir. Then there's only one thing to do. We got to get back to Punkinville as fast as our legs will carry us.
Elmer, we ain't got to walk all the way to Punkinville. That's more than 20 miles.
We ain't walking all the way, no. It's only 2 miles to the junction. We can catch the 2 o'clock train there.
No, we can't.
Why not?
Well, that train don't make no stop to the junction, Elmer. That's the limiter.
Limit or no limit, they'll stop for us and be plenty glad to do it.
Yeah?
We're on business for this here railroad now. And don't forget, we're deputy sheriffs, too. I reckon if we want a train to stop, she'd better pull up.
Yeah, but that train goes past the junction just like it was a haystack.
Yeah.
How are we going to get it to stop?
I got that old fix, Cy. I'm smart about a lot of things, you know.
Yeah, right.
When I was in the depot in Punkinville getting our orders, station agent give me some torpedoes.
Torpedoes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, that's good fun, Elmer. Can we shoot them off right now?
Certainly not. That's just the reason I never showed them to you. Can we shoot them off now? My goodness.
Well, what's the reason we can't?
Because there ain't no toys to be played with, sir.
Oh.
These things is for putting on the rails when the train comes along.
Yeah?
And when the engineer hears them go off, he stops the train to see what's the matter.
Oh.
Then we can get on and ready to tell.
You say, that's a great idea, ain't it?
Betcha.
You mean we can put some of them on the track at the junction and stop the limited?
That's right, sir. And then we got to take one of our red bandana handkerchiefs and put it over the flashlight. And sort of wave it around at the engineer, then he's got to stop.
Well, let me get a little look at them torpedo things. Will you, Emma?
Nothing doing, sir. Nothing doing. I don't know too much about them darn thing myself. Ain't going to have nobody as silly mind as you monkeying with him. He'd be likely to get all mixed up and lay himself on the track. Well, come on now. Come on and get to walking. Come on.
Emma, we ain't done nothing around here yet. Seems like we ought to find some clues or something.
Yeah, you ain't worried about no clues. You're just worried about that 2 mile walk to the junction, that's all. Come on, shake your legs.
Well, my misery's right bad, Elmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't anxious to walk.
Say, you ain't ever anxious for nothing but reading the checklist stories and whittling. You're getting no real exercise from now on.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, hang on tight to that moving picture camera now. We've lugged that darn thing all over with us for 2 months and it ain't done no good yet. So let's get both busted when it's got a chance to give us a good piece of evidence.
Yeah, but look here, Emmer. Even if we get that camera to Pumpkinville, that ain't gonna do us no good.
Why, ain't it?
Well, not right away, it ain't.
Well, that drugstore fella fixes some of them films, don't he?
Yeah, he can fix them all right for them little cameras like all folks has got. You know, just a box with a hole in it.
Why can't he fix these then?
Well, this moving picture film has got to go to Kansas City.
Where?
Yeah, that's the closest town where they got machines or whatever it takes to fix these galloping films.
Yeah, for goodness sake, that's a sticker, ain't it? Well, all we can do is to get to Punkerville right quick and tell the sheriff all about this right quick.
Well, if we got to do it, we got to do it.
Certainly.
Yeah, but I'm going to get darn nervous and tired before I get done with these 2 long miles.
Say, will you quit bailing and moaning it again? Come on.
Yeah.
We keep the flashlight going, we get out of this cut and go easy past that section car, you hear me?
I bet all of them section boys is scared to death, Emmer.
I bet they are too.
You know, they ain't made a sound since that train went past.
No?
No. And I'll bet they ain't doing no sleeping either.
Well, look, I just turned the flashlight on the car windows. Look.
Elmer, them windows is just full of little brown faces looking out at us.
Yes, sir, and look. Sir, their eyes are just popping out of their heads. It ought to make you feel pretty brave, sir. Because if it's possible, them fellas are scared worse than you be.
Well, quit the funning, Elmer.
Funny.
Yes, you are.
I mean it.
Always a funning at the wrong time. Bad, blame it. Let's walk right along. And further I get from this car, the better I like it.
Yes, ain't the place I'd pick out for no circus, neither.
Elmer.
What?
Hey, look.
Yeah.
There's another track there.
Yes, what?
Another track.
This place ain't got no night blooming railroad tracks, has it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but say, that ain't no regular track, si.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of track. It just goes into that there little house again to bend.
Yeah, man. Maybe that's where that mysterious train is a-hiding.
Oh, shooting stars, si. That's just a little handcar house.
Huh?
For one of them little handcars we see the section boys riding up and down that track off.
Well, come on, Emma. Let's get away from here. I'm awful nervous.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, Si. This handcar gives me an ID. Yes, sir? Let's see if that door's locked there.
What's for, Emma? Do you think somebody is hiding in there?
Do I think somebody's hiding there? No. Nobody but a handcar is hiding in there. We're going to use that.
Huh?
Look at there now. No lock on the door. Just a stick set through the hasp. Now we're going to town, Si.
Why, Elmer Peabody.
What?
You wouldn't take that handcar out, would you?
Well, if I can get her out. Come on, hold the flashlight. I want to get this store open. Come on. Hold it up so I can see something here. My goodness.
Oh,
there.
Elmer, don't be jerking.
I ain't jerking. There.
Elmer.
Hey.
There's a little handcar in there.
Yes, sir, there she is, Si. All we got to do now is to roll around the track and start for the junction.
Hey, wait a minute, Elmer. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I don't know if this is all right.
Yeah, it's all right if we can do her. Now, come on, get a hold here and give her a push. Come on.
Hey, don't push your heart.
Lean your back on there. Now, don't stand there and look, man. It ain't going to move by itself.
Now, there you are.
Yeah.
There you are. See? That ain't gonna do us a bit of good, Emmer.
Why ain't it?
Well, it's a pointing right crossways of the big track.
Well, for goodness sake, get hold of it and we'll swing around.
Huh?
Get hold of it, Si. Come on, don't be scared to lift that old back of yours. You ain't going to break nothing.
Yeah,
come on now, come on, get up here.
This is awful heavy, Emmer.
Well, for goodness sake, if you quit grunting and start to lift a little, then maybe she'll move faster.
She's pretty near on, Emmer.
Yes, that damn it, she is, old Emmer. Ouch, get off my foot, will you, Si? Get around here and lift it off. Come on, hurry up. Ouch, hurry up. Si Perkins, will you get the lift?
Well, all right, Emmer, now.
Oh,
my goodness, we go.
Take my foot, smash all to pieces. There she is. Now get up in the saddle, Si. Come on, get up there.
Yeah, how does she run, Elmer?
She don't run. We got to run her. Now get aboard. Come on.
Well, all right.
Come on. Now we got to work these handles up and down, Si, like on the fire engine in Funkinville. Yeah. Come on, get yourself a handle and start pumping. Come
on. It works kind of hard, don't it, Elmer?
Certainly it works hard if you don't push her. Now you push and I'll pull. Come on. Here we go. Come on. Start pushing. Now pull. There we are.
Elmer.
What?
Now, wait a minute, Elmer.
What's the matter now?
Elmer, wait a minute.
Wait nothing. Push that handle. We're going to town, I tell you.
Yeah, but Elmer, I'm trying to tell you something.
Si, Perkins, you don't need to tell me nothing till we get to the junction.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, Elmer.
But tell me what?
We ain't going to the junction.
Ain't he going to the junction? What's the reason we ain't going to the junction?
Because we're going the wrong way.
Hey, what? We're dead burned if we ain't, Si. Come on, stop these things, Si. Stop it.
I don't know how to stop it, Elmer.
Quit pushing and pull her. Quit pulling and push her. Say, whatever you're doing, do something else. Will you? Come on now.
Hey, she's a-going faster, Elmer.
Well, you let go of your hand, Si, and I'll see if I can stop you.
Ah, you're doing it all wrong,
Elmer. I'm not doing it all wrong.
Yeah, she's a-getting faster all the time.
No, she ain't. I got her now, Si. I got it. Every time one of them handles starts to come up, slap it down.
The boys are going to town, all right, but it happens to be the wrong town. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.